We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Michigan faces Penn State in the Big House and falls yet again, 27-17, 0-3 in the Big House. And I will get a chance to talk to head coach Jim Harbaugh and a number of players, and we'll continue to break down what happened this afternoon in the Big House here on In the Trenches.
Let's go In the Trenches with John Jansen. The former Wolverines captain and Michigan Sports Hall of Famer will take you inside the locker room with players and coaches.
You come to Michigan to play football at a high level, execute at a high level, and so the drive on this team is definitely still there. We're going to come back, you know, we're going to look at the film, we're going to improve on what needs to be improved upon, and we're just going to come back, keep playing every day, getting better, improving, looking where we can improve is a huge thing that we need to do.
Once again, here's John Jansen.
Michigan drops another one, 27-17, and I'm going to get a chance to talk to Brian Bush. Brian?
Yeah, John, let's analyze this one. To me, the thing that stands out, time of possession, 36 and a half minutes for Penn State, 23 and a half minutes for Michigan. Ultimately, Penn State converting 25 first downs to just 14 for Michigan. Nittany Lions controlled the time of possession and really the flow of this game.
Well, they did, and when you are 50% on third down, when you can't get off the field as a defense, you know, it's one, yes, you want your offense to extend drives. You need them to eat up some of that clock, but it's also your responsibility to get off the field, and they just weren't able to do that. And you look at some of the drives that they had. Obviously, their scoring drives were, you know, 4 minutes. 3.5 minutes, and then in the second half it was, you know, a little over 4 minutes, 5 minutes, and it just, they ate up so much clock, especially in the fourth. In the fourth quarter, they had the ball for over 10 minutes, and the defense is going to get tired, offense is going to get opportunity, and it's just not a recipe for, one, winning a football game, but trying to mount a comeback in the fourth quarter as well.
Yeah, I mean, Penn State coming up on that final drive after Michigan failing on that fourth and short, and they run out 5 minutes and 37 seconds on 10 plays, 35 yards. Representative of the ball game here, John, it's a game that I know you like the style, even if you don't like who did it. I mean, this was your kind of effort from Penn State. They just ran it down Michigan's throat, and Michigan didn't have an answer.
Well, and that's what's so hard to take is They beat Michigan the way that Michigan traditionally has won. And when you give up 254 yards on the ground, you know you're going to lose the time of possession. You probably aren't getting enough big plays offensively. It's just, you know, it's heartbreaking to come into the Big House three times this year so far and come away 0-3. To come into the Big House and Wisconsin runs for 341 yards, Penn State runs for 254 yards. We have to find a way and I'm stating the obvious here, you have to find a way to do better against the run when these teams come into the Big House.
On the flip side, it's not like Michigan's offense was racking up a bunch of yards and was able to produce a ton when Penn State did not have the football. What did you see from Michigan's offense struggling against Penn State's defense?
just inconsistency. And, you know, Doug and I talked about this in the pregame with what Cade McNamara did last week, and that is the first opportunity to get something on film. Penn State looked at it and said, hey, you know, Rutgers blitzed, and he was able to beat the blitz. And today, you know, they were going to hold back. They weren't going to rush a whole bunch of guys. The most they ever rushed really was five guys, and it just was – it was hard to try and take shots downfield. They weren't there. He was Cade McNamara and Joe Milton when he was in there. They were taking the check down. And Penn State just basically was telling them, hey, we don't think that you can put together an 80-yard drive by getting 3 yards on a completion throughout the drive.
Quarterback spot-wise, we knew that Cade McNamara couldn't keep up the torrid pace that he was on, but I don't think we saw 12 for 25 for 91 yards either. What'd you see out of the quarterback spot for McNamara and in some duty Joe Milton?
Well, again, it was just the inconsistency, and not all of it was Cade's fault or Joe's fault. There were dropped passes. I thought that they did much better on first down, but when you pick up 5 or 6 yards on first down and you have an opportunity to convert that into a first, you know, by second and four, second and five, there's a drop pass to Sandra Still. There's a drop pass by, you know, Eubanks. I mean, it just – it's frustrating, and then it puts you in behind the sticks already when you had an advantage after first down.
Hassan Haskins, 101 yards. I know 59 of it came on that one play. We did, though, see him have some opportunities, one of the few bright spots for Michigan today.
He was, and same thing as we saw last week. He's a kid that, you know, it's about yards after contact for him, and that's the way it's going to have to be right now with the young offensive line. There's not a lot of gaping holes to run through. He does an unbelievable job of continuing to churn his feet. And you hear this term a lot sometimes. He runs behind his pads. He does a good job of gaining leverage, which is why he is successful after the initial contact. And then it's the leg churn after that that allows him to pick up those extra 2, 3, 4, 5 yards.
You look at 2 and 4 now, John. How do you salvage this? How do you turn this around and make something out of these final three opportunities? We hope. I mean, you never know. We've seen games get canceled the day of in college football this season. How do you make the most of these next three opportunities?
Well, this is you hit the nail on the head there when you said opportunities. This team is going to have three more opportunities, hopefully. And I hope that they get each and every one of those opportunities to go out, you know, one more time in the big house against Maryland next week. Obviously, the trip down to Columbus, you know, for the last regular season game, and then, you know, whatever championship weekend brings. And, you know, it would break my heart if they didn't get a chance to respond. And they have had a number of opportunities to respond. And yeah, they came away with the win last week, but when you have a game like this, you want to come out next week and play better. You want to show improvement. And I know that this team is, they're practicing hard. They're putting in the time and the effort, and you want to see some of that pay off. So there are still three opportunities right now on the schedule to do that.
And we don't know what it's going to be like from a home road perspective for that final championship week in the Big Ten. So next week is the last guaranteed opportunity on the schedule to be at Michigan Stadium. And we heard this throughout the offseason from everybody on this team, how much it meant to them to come out of the tunnel at Michigan Stadium, even if there weren't any fans or anything like that. But it also means a lot to win and go back into that locker room with a victory at Michigan Stadium. You know that this team will be motivated by the fact you just can't go 0-4 at the big house this season.
No, you can't. I mean, there's one thing to be able to sing the victors at any point after a win, and it doesn't matter where it is. That's special, and it means something. But to be able to sing it in your own home locker room after winning at home, that's a special feeling, and it means something. And hopefully for the seniors, you know, like you said, we don't know where that game for championship weekend is going to be. They may get another opportunity, but you don't want to leave in the one opportunity that you know, that last opportunity to take the field in the big house that's on the schedule, that's guaranteed, is next week. And hopefully that game goes on, you know, as planned, and the seniors get a chance to have that moment and to be able to win that game against Maryland at home, their last opportunity to take the field.
Before we get into today's postgame interviews, I want to tell you about our game sponsor for today, Michigan Medicine. Whether it's the middle of the season, the postseason, or the offseason, there's never a good time for a sports injury to strike. But when an injury does occur, you want the care and expertise that will get you back in the game. Sports medicine specialists at Michigan Medicine provide complete care to athletes of all interests, levels, and ages, and are the official health providers for Michigan athletics. To learn more, visit uofmhealth.org/sportsmedicine. Okay, let's bring you some interviews. First up, here's John with head coach Jim Harbaugh.
Coach, I know that you've talked about this before. You continue to see progress. You continue to see things in practice. They just haven't translated to the game. For all of the fans, the alumni that are wondering, what's the disconnect between practice and the games? What would you tell them?
Well, this game, I mean, a case of, you know, not getting the play, you know, when we needed it. I mean, our guys were battling or fighting. There was really good effort trying to and plays made. Just not enough. Not enough stops. Not enough stops on defense. Not in critical situations. Not extending the drives in critical situations offensively. And when you look at the third and short, their execution, their ability to get the stop and to extend the drive was critical.
We have seen from Penn State so far this year, they were a team that turned the ball over. They were a team that gave up a lot of sacks. Was there something different that they were doing offensively today than you had seen on film?
Well, the quarterback draw again hurt us. Slant pattern hurt us, and then third and short, the short yardage situations. We didn't make the tackle. We didn't make the call to get them stopped. That showed up over and over throughout the game.
Cade McNamara got his first start. How would you assess his play? I know he had to leave a little bit for an injury.
Yeah.
How much did that affect him in the second half?
Yeah, it affected him in the second half. I mean, a gritty, tough performance by him. A lot of guys wouldn't have come back in. I think he started getting tight toward the second half. And but he gave it everything he had. It was trust me, I tell you, that was a gritty performance to come back in and play under the conditions.
One of the positives in this game, obviously, Hassan Haskins had a 59-yard long run, over 100 yards rushing. What do you continue to see from him?
He's a football player. Guys like him. You can just love him. I mean, true football player. Guys like him, Ronnie Bell. There's the build off of the guys that like that. I mean, just got their heads in the game, their hearts in the game, and that's what I continue to see from Hassan Haskins.
How big of an impact was it at the end of the first half? The fumbled punt by Mike Sandra still. It was a three and out. And what did you see on that mishandled punt?
Giles Jackson, our normal punt returner, was out, couldn't play in the game. And Mikey was trying to make a play. Was running up to catch a shorter kicked ball. It looked like it bounced off his shoulder pads, and nobody tries harder, works harder than Mikey Sammer. Still, love him. It was just one of those unfortunate plays when a guy's trying to make a play and help his team set up field position.
You've got Maryland next week. What do you tell your coaches? What do you tell your players in regards to staying motivated and continuing to press forward and improve?
Press forward, press on, stay engaged. There's you know, there's opportunities left and an improvement to be made. We just you know, we're all in it together. As far as you know, you have a tough loss and come back. Doesn't look good right now, but find a way.
Coach, I appreciate your time and best of luck preparing for next week.
Thank you.
There's head coach Jim Harbaugh's thoughts after Saturday's 27-17 loss to Penn State. We now go to the player interviews. First up, here's Andrew Stuber. The offensive lineman is with Doug Karsh.
Andrew, let's just start by talking about something your coach just said. He said guys are battling, guys are fighting, and you know, implying that you guys are still there, giving it all you got. When a team is 2-4, people get worried about where the team is. Do you feel like the battle and the fight is still there and nobody's given up?
I definitely think the battle's still there. I mean, the players on this team came here for one reason, that's to play football. You come to Michigan to play football at a high level, execute at a high level, and so the drive on this team is definitely still there. We're going to come back, you know, we're going to look at the film, we're going to improve on what needs to be improved upon, and we're just going to come back, keep playing every day, getting better, improving, looking where we can improve is a huge thing that we need to do. And then just keep find a way to keep firing on all cylinders, you know, find what works and just keep to it. So I think the drive on this team is unquestioned. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep grinding because everyone here wants to play football at the highest level they can.
You know, it's hard to judge some things that went right and wrong before you watch the film, but let's start with what went wrong. You guys You guys averaged 6.4 yards per carry in the run game. What could you tell about what was working in the run game today?
Yeah, I definitely think the run game got started a little late. I'd prefer to get it going a little earlier. You know, obviously in the first quarter and the second quarter, we kind of stalled out a little bit in the run game. And in the second half, we kind of found our stride. So I definitely think, you know, the biggest thing for us is just kind of starting quick, starting faster, you know, knowing that they're going to have to blitz us every play, knowing the movement's coming, be able to react to it a little better. You know, obviously we had some injuries coming in, so we had, you know, some guards flipping sides a little bit and, you know, some new guards coming in, although Trevor played great at left guard. But I just think, you know, it really starts with just coming out, knowing they're going to move, getting the run game started a little quicker. You know, that's going to help us, obviously, kind of score earlier and open up the pass game as well.
Also, no sacks allowed today. Can you tell what went right there?
Yeah, I think, you know, Zach Carpenter did a great job pointing the protection. I think we knew what looks they were going to get, where they were going to bring the pressure. And I also think the backs did a great job of picking up when they had to, kind of sitting in there and really, you know, taking on the hit. The brunt of the hit was something that they did all week. And they execute in games. I think our protection was pretty good there. I think we need to keep that going in the next game.
Obviously, the frustrating thing and what a lot of people are going to want to see how it gets better in weeks to come is the short yardage offense. You guys tried to run a lot, 3rd-and-2, 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1. Talk about, again, if you can tell what went wrong before seeing the film there.
Yeah, that was pretty tough. I think the first thing, you know, I don't think the spot was as good. Obviously, I'm not making excuses, but the spots weren't the best. But I think also, you know, they were playing some gap defense. They were walking up the backers. And I just think we need to get kind of a better push there, find the seam, find the soft spot, and just kind of, you know, reach it out and get it. I mean, obviously, as an O-lineman, you know, that's something you take tremendous pride in. And, you know, obviously we did it well, and sometimes in the goal line, you know, we ran a play, we scored on it. And just, I think, executing it, knowing the looks you're going to get, realizing that, you know, you're going to get some movement, you're going to get walk-ups is a huge thing, and just finding the soft spot and executing is also a big thing.
All right, Andrew, thank you for your time. Best of luck.
Thank you.
We conclude our interviews with tight end Nick Eubanks.
Nick, overall, you've been around. You're a leader. You've seen a lot. What do you say to your teammates after a loss like this to try and make sure you can turn around and get some wins?
Personally, I'll just, you know, we always said, but just keep pressing on. You know, you can't dwell on the past. You know, hey, we lost this game. You know, on to the next one. Because we're going the next week with that same attitude, we're going to probably lose that game as well. So I advise, like, just being around these guys just to keep their heads up, you know, just keep pressing on.
Does it matter to you guys who's a quarterback? I mean, you kind of went back and forth today. Does it make a difference, or they both make plays for you and you just do your job?
Yeah, I best believe, like, you know, they make plays, both of them. But, you know, when you have those two in and out, you know, it creates somewhat of an adjustment, you know, to the receivers. But I think they were able to adjust well and, you know, try to make plays.
Nick, one of the frustrating things today offensively was obviously short yardage. You know, being a tight end, get in the trenches there sometimes. What could you tell about what wasn't working in short yardage situations today?
Basically, you know, just being able, like I said, just being able to tune into those details, you know, being, you know, watching film and just seeing where those guys would be at in those terms of short yardage, you know, just being able to be there when that player hits that certain gap or so, and just coming off the ball, you know, being physical in terms of us being, like, in short yardage.
Coach Harbaugh said after the game he still sees fight. He still sees this team battling. Can you speak to that a little bit? Because when you're 2-4, fans start to throw out questions about where the team is. Are they fighting? Is there any quit in them? What can you say to that?
I doubt there's quit in this team. You know, everything we do is fighting. You know, every team can be beat in this conference, especially, you know, it's just up to us, you know, just being able to execute and beat those teams. As you can see around different conferences as well, you know, any team can be beaten. So I agree with Coach Harbaugh when he said that too.
Nick, we appreciate your time. Good luck.
No
Thank
problem.
You.
Thank you.
Your impressions of the Terps, John. They had back-to-back games canceled after having an outbreak within their program. They lost earlier today at Indiana 27-11. But we've seen them beat Minnesota by one. They won at Penn State. Your impressions of the Terps coming to town next week?
Well, I know one thing from Mike Locksley and his team. They're going to be well prepared. They've got Rakeem Jarrett is their stud freshman receiver, who is an explosive player. They've got Talia Tungavailoa, obviously, is the signal caller, and he's had success at that quarterback position. Defensively, they've struggled a little bit, but I know it's going to be a physical game. They're going to play with a lot of energy, and it's going to, like I said, it's going to be another opportunity for Michigan to take the field and try and correct things that they did, the deficiencies that they've had in the run game, as well as, you know, they have performed better against the pass in recent weeks, and you want to continue that trend, but still focus on winning the game. I don't care how it happens. Just win the game.
There are John Jansen's thoughts after the Wolverines fall at home to Penn State. We've got plenty to come here on MGo Blue Podcast this week. Sunday night, the post-game edition of Defend the Block after Michigan men's basketball against Oakland, and a whole lot more coming up on MGo Blue Podcasts. 27-17, Michigan falls to Penn State. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of In the Trenches and Go Blue.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of In the Trenches with John Jansen, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network. MGo Blue Podcasts. The preceding is a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.